I'd say on the choice front, I have always been a big believer in choice and options for families. And I'd say that's even broader now than it was when I first went to D.C. I was a proponent of charter schools when I went to D.C., but one of the things that I was against at the time was vouchers. As a good Democrat, I sort of felt like that crossed a bright line. And looking at the circumstance of the children in D.C. and that so many families were zoned to failing schools without better options, and the opportunity for them to take a scholarship, a voucher, and attend a private school was one that I didn't think we could deny.
What advice do you offer superintendents or principals who themselves may be so-called change agents and encounter huge obstacles?
My advice is that you have to always focus on what matters the most, and that is kids and getting our children getting a great education. Once you start to think about, well, what politically would go over best, or how am I going to win the support of the school board or the superintendent, et cetera, and you take your eye off the ball, that's when, there's a potential for really sort of falling down a slippery slope.
What's your perspective on the best way for charters to interact and work with more traditional public schools, since often they view each other with animosity?
Yeah. I think, in D.C. we did a number of things to try to ensure that the school district could learn from some of the highest performing charter schools. These folks were implementing incredible best practices that our principals were really curious about. And so I think that kind of collaboration can happen, but it can only happen, I think, if the school districts have open doors and open minds and open hearts around it. To the extent that school districts feel like charters are the competition and, we need to keep arm's length, I actually don't think that it helps the students, but it also doesn't help the system as a whole really strengthen itself.
Michelle Reith, thank you.
Absolutely.